Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
Welcome to the Neon Needles post-game show. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. Sorry for the longer break there. I had to catch my breath. I had to take a break because what a volleyball match tonight here in Dawson. The Blackjacks continue their season as they ended the Blue Jays season 3-1. Fantastic match sets, the first two especially. Coach Haley Grittmacher joins me. Have you, your heartbeat quenched a little bit?
I told the kids in one of our timeouts, I said, you guys are going to give me a heart attack. I'm like, I don't want to die of a heart attack at 27. Oh, man.
Congratulations, Haley. That was a good win for you guys.
That was a battle. We knew that they were going to come in ready to play. We played them last week. We both had fresh film. Yes, that's an advantage for us to have fresh film, but they had the same film. So we knew that we had to work hard. My middles brought it when they needed to tonight. It was awesome.
Yep, and your middles sure did. Haley Anderson, I just named her Neon Needles Player of the Game. She had a fantastic what she did is she had the kills at the right time when you needed something to happen.
Yes, she had some monster swings. I told her full permission to swing after set two, and she just came up with some monsters in front of the 10-foot line. Almost some swings that her teammates were like, I didn't even know you could do that. So we got to get her swinging like that, though, in an in-system ball.
That's right. Let's break it down here. Set one, it was a game of runs tonight.
Yes, for sure it was. And that's one thing we wanted to avoid.
Set one, you led at one point, I think, 13-7. And then Gruen was serving. I think she went on a 10-0 run there. You called a couple timeouts.
Two timeouts,
and
three
substitutions.
You came back, though.
You could have quit.
That's right. These girls have a lot of fight in them. My mom said the same thing when I was talking to her after the match. These kids can dig a hole, but they can come back and they can fight. We were down at one point. I said, I need 4 points out of this timeout, and they came back and gave me 7 straight.
Yep, that's what happened. Yeah, Hasted was big on set one. Hughesby did a great job of setting Hasted and Dahl. And in the set one, you won 26-24.
That was crazy. I think only one of the four sets didn't go extra points.
Yep. Set two, what you remember set two at all? They jumped out.
They jumped out
to a 6-0 lead.
Yep. I just told the kids after set two, actually, I told them, I said, we have got to come out and we have got to play fierce from the start. They came out and gave me a 6-1 lead or something like that in set three. So I was really happy with that. I told the kids we can bask in the glory of this win, but tomorrow we come to work.
That's right. Talk about Ayanna Hasted's job tonight, what she did.
Ayanna's just a solid player for us. She knows that whenever we're down, whenever we need a kill, she's the one that's going to take that opportunity and get a kill for us. She hit 323 tonight and had 12 kills on 31 swings with only 2 errors. And that's a phenomenal job. If a middle can swing above 300, that's awesome. She also brought it to work with 3 blocks. So just a really phenomenal turnaround, 9 digs for her, so almost a double-double with kills and digs. Served 24 times, just a good all-around volleyball player that's going to give you everything she has on every night.
Can you give us a few more stats there?
Absolutely. Chelsea Hughesby had 5 kills. She's our setter, 35 set assists. Anna Hasted, 12 kills. Reese Johnson on the outside had 6. Kate Dahl had 12. Bailey Boffin had 7. And Haley Anderson had 9.
9 kills?
Yep. Chelsea led the way with 4 aces. And Anna and Bailey both had 3 aces.
Okay. Yeah, great work tonight.
Very fun match.
Yep.
Fun to be a part of this.
Well, a couple weeks ago you went 5 sets with them too.
Yep, 2 weeks ago we went 5 sets with them on their home floor. So I told the kids, let's take care of business early and get her done, and we did that tonight.
Yeah, talk about some of the other girls. You know, you got sophomore Tufto in the back row. She just started to play a lot of varsity.
Yeah, she just started playing quite a bit of back row for us a few weeks ago. Her and Reese Johnson and Bailey Boffin are all 10th graders. Lindsay Lund came in a couple times to serve, and Natalia Ritter. Those are our 10th graders, and they're a really strong group of kids. Tonight, I thought their nerves got the best of them, but we're going to work through that. Addie especially, she's never experienced playoff volleyball. She wasn't on varsity last year, but this is a time that's important. We call it do or die time.
Yep.
So you do or you die, and So the kids know that this is the end, and they don't want it to end. We're having a fun season. And so we just got to calm those nerves a little bit. If we can get our 10th graders rolling, we'll have no problem.
Yep.
Keep rolling through the tournament. That's our goal.
The girls have shown improvement all season long?
They have.
I remember the first match. I was down in Slayton with you guys. Remember Murray County
Center? I do remember that. Man, I said we had a long way to go, and I feel like that was years ago already. this season has been a battle, a grind. These kids put in the work every single day. We've had a couple of team bonding sessions, and they just really seem to be a group that loves to be together. They work hard for each other. Nothing is for themselves. Some days I tell them, I'd kill to be back on the court in your shoes, so go out there and play for me. And I'm just so grateful for this group of wonderful ladies.
All right. Well, you got your work cut out for you on Friday.
We sure do. We've got Mineota, the defending state champions. We gotta go out there and we gotta play tough. They have tons of state experience in their book, and we gotta go out there and we've gotta want it. We've gotta defend and we've gotta swing.
Yeah, they got Ireland Stassen and some good players back.
Yeah, they have a good group of girls. Yep. Ella Johnson used to play for me here.
Yep.
She's an awesome outside hitter. Their other middle is great. So it's just, they're just a well-rounded group of individuals. If one person's off, they're going to go to the next person. They are strong, and they run a good 6-2.
Yep.
But we just got to come. We got to be ready to work. Nothing is impossible. That's what these girls are focused on.
That's right. One serve at a time.
Take one set at a time, right? Yep, 1 point, one set, right. One match.
All right, best of luck to you, Haley,
on
Friday night against Mineota, and shock the world.
We'll do our best. Thank you so much, sponsors,
yeah,
as well. Thanks,
bet.
Paul.
Haley Grittmacher. If you can have Haley, Haley Anderson come over, that'd be great. Yep. And, so the Blackjacks win it 3-1. Let me go through the scores. Blackjacks took the first set 26-24. Second set, Central Minnesota Christian won 28-26. Third set, Blackjacks came back and won 25-21. Fourth set, Blackjacks won 26-24. And so the Blackjacks season continues on. And I've got Blackjack Junior Haley Anderson with me. Hi, Haley.
Hi, Paul.
Pull your mic up. You got to. Yep. There we go. Don't want you to strangle yourself with the cord. There, so. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Talk about the match.
I feel like we pushed really hard and we kept our energy up. And I feel like when we keep a high energy, we do a lot better in the game.
Yep.
So I was very happy with our energy, and we were all out there working as hard as we can. And pushing, like, very hard for this.
Yep. Talk about your setter, Chelsea Hughesby. She does a great job, doesn't she?
Yes. Chelsea works very hard on our team. She goes after all the balls, and she just doesn't give up. And she's always there to, like, cheer you up if you're down, and she'll always find a way to get the ball.
Your coach, Coach Grittmacher, just said, I told her I named you player of the game because I think your kills came at the right time, and that's what Coach Grittmacher just said, yeah. She had some monster kills at the right time in the middle, and that's what we needed.
Yeah.
Talk about some of them kills. Remember a few of them?
Yeah. There was one where it was right over the net, and Coach Grittmacher has just said that since I've been sweeping enough that I can finally hit the ball, and that one hit that was a kill felt so good because I felt so tall on it, and then it just felt so good to, like, get a kill on it.
Yeah, the Blue Jays, they defend well across the net, don't they?
Yes, they do.
They have some good players, don't they?
Yes.
All right, well, you got number one seed Mineota on Friday.
Yes.
Tall task there, but,
yes.
You know, you guys don't quit, right?
No, we don't. As long as we keep our high energy and we go in it with a great attitude and we just keep pushing and don't give up, I feel like we can pull out a win.
Okay. What are some high energy chants you guys do? Cheers before the match? What do you do to get up?
Before the match, we always are in the locker room singing our hearts out to songs.
Oh, okay.
So singing is our big thing for us.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, best of luck, Haley, on Friday against Mineota. Congratulations. Great job tonight.
Thank you, Paul.
That's Haley Anderson of the Blackjacks. And that wraps things up here tonight in Dawson. Once again, the Blackjacks win 3-1. And Yellow Medicine East, they were down 2-0 to the Lakers, and the Sting came back and won 3-2. So they'll travel to McRae on Friday night. Cambie is hosting Lacapara Valley, and Wabasso is hosting Renville County West. The other volleyball matches on Friday night. Tomorrow night, I'll be in Olivia with the Lacapara Valley football team, 7 o'clock kickoff there. Thanks to Mike Meyer back to the studio for working the board. Thanks to our sponsors for sponsoring high school sports here on Q92. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow night from Olivia.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles postgame show. Neon Needles, making you look good, makes them look good. You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com. Section sports coverage on Q92 brought to you by Shadowland Trucking and Lime Application, Woodstock Telephone Company, Midwest Bank of Dawson, Livestock Systems of Dawson, Klein Insurance, Steve Haas, United Prairie Bank, Jubilee Foods, Madison Dental Clinic, City Hall Bar and Grill, NB Golf Cars, Kettit's Chiropractic Center, B&B Electrical Contractors, KB's Bar and Grill, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Gislason's Hardware, Southwest Insurance Services, Jenny O Turkey Store, Heather Nursery, House of Spirits, Chad Fuller Construction, Citizens Alliance Bank, Fixin' Chiropractic, Doug Service and Marine, Lean Lumber, Pete's Electric Motor, Madison Bottling Company, Canby Farmers Grain, Cargill, American Surplus, Cottonwood Co-op Oil Company, Larry's Refrigeration and Heating, B. Johnson Electric, Prins Bank, P.K. Agan's Restaurant. Section Sports brought to you by the Hilltop Bar and Grill, Boris Crop Insurance, Black Barrel Co-op Oil Company, Sir Wearable Designs, Gruel Electric, Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Ag Plus Cooperative, Kluver Law Office, Sather Building Supplies, Johnson Memorial Health Services, Ag Processing Incorporated, Independent Oil Company, Canby Co-op Credit Union, Appleton Area Health, First Security Bank of Canby, Pierce of Dawson, Dawson Truck Parts, CCM Health, Montevideo, Miller Services Incorporated. Section Sports brought to you by Ludvigson Tiling, Sturtevant's of Canby, Minneota Building Center, MVTV Wireless, Helgen Insurance Agency, State Bank of Taunton, Black Pearl Corn and Soybean Growers, Erickson Chevrolet of Dawson, Edward Jones and Company, Schibel Mutual Fire Insurance, Black Pearl Mutual Insurance, Froggatt Auction and Real Estate, Myers Electric and Infrared, Kyle Small Engine Repair, Lee Motor Company, Dawson, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Prairie Sun Bank, Olson Dray Service. Section Sports brought to you by Larson Tiling, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry Dawson, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Midwest Truck Parts, A&B Auto, Jim's Market, Canby, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Universal Forest Products of Minneota, Canby Meat Center, Heartland Eye Clinic, Swidzinski for House, Rebel Camper Sales and Service, Hendrix Farmers Lumber, Trontossil Seeds, and the Dawson Dairy Queen. Thanks for joining us for Section Sports coverage on Q92. Great music for Haydenville, Providence, Cerro Gordo, and Lacapara Village on KLQP-FM 92.1.
Love in two-part harmony, that's what we were. When she's gone, for I have never felt so all alone. Well, I'm back here in the crowd. Turn your volume way up.